So I know you all, you spoke with Mike earlier. I just really was following up. Had a great chance over the last month or so to spend a lot of time with Mike. I think he's what everybody who knows him would expect. He was just incredibly helpful and professional and supportive. As you know, we were more than happy to have him stay, but as he said from the beginning, he kind of felt that, you know, once he'd kind of made the difference he could, it would probably be time to leave. But I really had a lot of chance to spend time with Mike, and it was fascinating and helpful to understand everything from his theories about an organization to his coaching philosophies to his evaluation of this team and this staff, to his own theories about, you know, the role that people like Jimmy and I can play best in supporting a coach and helping an organization be successful. So I'm really appreciative of the time we had together. I think it helped me. I learned a lot through it, and you know, we all wish him well. He's certainly one of the icons and great figures in this game over the last really couple of decades. So that was the main message I just wanted to convey and thank him for, and state my appreciation publicly. If you guys have anything.
Did you try to talk him into staying?
You know, I just respected that he felt like at this point, you know, he'd done what he could, the difference he could make, even on a going forward basis, it kind of happened. He didn't kind of present it as, you know, I'm thinking about this. He said, you know, this is what I said, and I'm kind of reached the point where I think it is time to move on. So I just respected his choice. I told him I wanted to make sure he was doing that for those reasons and that we were more than happy to have him stay, but he was clear that he thought it through and that's what he wanted to do.
When you say that you asked him, like, his visions of an organization and all that, how parallel or differing are they with yours?
Well, you know, there's both. There's some similarities and the differences, but everything he said made you kind of stop and, you know, think about, you know, am I thinking about this the right way, or is this the right structure, or, you know, are we setting this up in the way that will help us support Pat, or if there was a coaching change, whoever that's here, in a way that would give us the best chance to be successful. So it was all thought-provoking more than it was, you know, him saying, here's the way to do it. He didn't present it as if there's only one way to do it. He was presenting, these are my thoughts. This is how I would do it. You know, I sometimes said to him, you know, just pretend you were in my shoes. You know, what would you do with this or that? Or how do you think it's best to structure this? And it was just very thought-provoking to hear. A lot of times I just took it in. A couple of times I pushed back a little bit just to kind of see kind of the next line of discussion and where that went. So it was just incredibly valuable time. Frankly, I wish, you know, any fan or person who just loves football would have loved to have the same opportunity I did to just sit down with somebody who's had the experience and the knowledge and the success he's had and just be able to have a freewheeling discussion and just seek their opinion on anything.
Been here for about a month and really gotten a look of where this organization is at. From your perspective, do you feel that Mike and the people that are here have established a legitimate foundation for you and Jimmy Haslam to build upon?
I mean, I think the answer to that is yes. You know, the you have to realize I answer these questions from the entire organization. I know that the public may be more focused on the part of it that just relates to the football team. So there are aspects of the organization that I can see that there are things that I would do differently. I don't want to say that's better or worse differently, and there are things in which I think that the progress they've shown in the time they've been here, which is really just a couple of years, is you know, very strong and does lay a foundation for us to move forward from.
Or whose idea was it that all this happened today? Because there's some people out there who feel this kind of overshadows a big victory for the Browns.
You know, Mike had, I don't remember what day, at some point last week had told me that he felt like he'd kind of done what he could, and that he thought maybe the end of this week that we're in now would be a good time to kind of maybe move on. And I said that, you know, if that's really what he decided, that was fine. And how did he want to go about, you know, kind of telling that to the organization and to the public? He had said to me, kind of, let me think about that over Thanksgiving, and then when we get back, you know, we can kind of plan that. And then I guess in the broadcast yesterday it came out, so it kind of forced, you know, us to take the step now as opposed to probably a little bit later in the week.
For some people in the building, wasn't it incredibly awkward to have him here as a kind of a lame duck administrator?
You know, I think if Mike wasn't who he was, or, you know, if we didn't have a historical relationship, I think that possibility exists. But, you know, we were both very respectful of each other. We both knew what we both had kind of left to do in this time frame. I don't know if anybody in the building would say differently. I didn't feel that that was the case. I felt it went well.
What was reported about him in Dallas, did his meeting with Jerry Jones on the field before the game, did he affect your thinking? Or
no, not at all.
Is there anything in the agreement with him moving forward that if he coaches somewhere else, the Browns would be compensated?
Mike's free to do what he wants next in this field or whatever he'd like to do.
Joe, now that you've had a chance to watch the team close up for 6 weeks or whatever it is, I just wondered a couple of your impressions. What have you thought about the talent level in terms of, and then maybe how far away you think they are from being a team that, you know, could be really competitive in division?
Well, I'm going to avoid the last part of that. I mean, I do believe that there's a foundation here that I thought was here when I got here. I think all of you see. I don't think there's any real doubt about that. I've been really impressed with how hard the coaches have continued to work and how hard the players have continued to play. I mean, I think that's one of the things you want to see. It says a lot about the character of the coaching staff and the character of the players we have here, which I think is a key element in all the franchises that win. So I don't want to get into any specific players, but I think those general observations, I think they're obvious to anybody watching the team, that the coaches are still working very hard, doing everything they can, and that we're getting great effort from the players all week long and then every Sunday.
Over Pittsburgh, strengthen Pat's chances to stay on as head coach?
Yeah, it's not going to be that kind of a micro decision. So we're really still focused on, as we've said, these qualities that we're looking for that we think will lead to long-term success and trying to keep the evaluation on that level.
Jimmy said yesterday that the decision to get rid of the inflatable white flags that fans weren't too thrilled about was not his. Was it yours? Or where did the final call come with to get rid of that promotion?
It was ultimately my call. You know, sometimes you don't really worry about, even though it's tempting, how you got to a position or whether it's fair that you're in the position or whether someone's interpretation is something you think is what it should be. You just have to deal with the realities of the situation. You know, the last thing we want to do is have somebody or people even think that we're sending any kind of a message like that. I don't think there's any way anybody watching this team or meeting people that work here for a second could think there's anybody surrendering now or ever will. But rather than trying to win that argument to prove that point, it seemed like it just made sense to not go ahead with that plan.
Was that something that before you guys took over here?
Yeah, it was. But, I just want to be careful because, you know, I don't think it's fair to kind of call those people out because, you know, you could argue that, you know, was a Browns logo on a white background. You could argue it was a flag of surrender. You could make a bunch of points. And I don't really think it's fair for somebody many months ago that was sitting and trying to come up with an idea that our fans would enjoy to kind of put them on the spot or call them out like that. But in the end, we decided the right thing to do was to not proceed with the plan.
With Randy Lerner. Mike had, you know, said in the past that, you know, I signed a contract with Randy Lerner, I plan to honor that contract, et cetera, et cetera. Could you speak as to who's assumed the responsibility of, you know, settling up with Mike? Is that something that Jimmy has taken the lead on, or is that something that Randy's going to fulfill?
You know, I don't really want to get into the specifics of that.
Did Mike convey to you how much he misses coaching?
You know, in the courses of my conversation with Mike, he has talked about what a deep love he had for coaching and how much he enjoyed it when he did it. We didn't really go into what his current wishes may be, but it's clear he loved the time he had a chance to be a coach in the NFL.
Would you tell you, will he be on the sideline again?
I really don't know. I mean, he's still an energized guy. But, again, since we didn't really get into that, I felt like if he wanted to share that, it was fine, and if he didn't, that was fine. I can't really tell you any more than what he's probably told you.
Mike, when you came in to learn the organization, or how much did you just want to figure it out for yourself?
I spent, I don't know, maybe it was up to a couple of weeks, not quite, where I had talked to him about getting together, but didn't get together with him because I wanted to try to objectively evaluate certain things. And then, you know, once I felt like I had a little bit of a foundation, then we start to spend some meaningful time having these conversations.
He said he kind of, I don't know, made pitches for some of the people that he brought here.
Mm-hmm.
How much stock do you put into that?
I put a lot of weight in his opinion. I mean, in the end, it's going to be a lot of factors that will come together. He certainly gave me his evaluation of everybody here, and whether he liked them or disliked them, broke them down into their strengths and weaknesses, and it was helpful insight.
Something that might have surprised you in a good way since you've come here that maybe you weren't expecting?
I don't know if I wasn't expecting, but it's what I said earlier. I mean, you know, the sometimes people have cynical views, especially of professional athletes, with respect to, you know, maybe being driven more by money or other things. And that's just not my experience in professional sports. I really believe the players are hardworking and they care and they're competitive and they want to win badly. So coming here in this circumstance, I come in the middle of the season where, you know, things weren't going as well as they had hoped. To see the just lack of any hesitation or giving up or pulling back, you know, working hard all week, playing hard every Sunday, you know, for me is a great affirmation of what I feel like I've experienced in professional sports, but sometimes doesn't get portrayed that way. And I, you know, I have two sons, you know, professional athletes are role models to them. So I think it's good for people to be able to see that these guys, that, you know, really are motivated by pride at this point. Professional athletes, individually and collectively, are working as hard as anybody could ever ask them to.
Pat Shermer sitting in the same chair you're sitting in every day. We can judge, you know, kind of judge him off of that. And it's obvious that he wants to stay, and he's very passionate about, you know, putting his best foot forward in that regard. We don't see Tom Hekert, and the question is, how badly does Tom want to stay, in your judgment?
I mean, I've met with both of them, and there's no question that they feel very good about what they've done, and they'd very much like the opportunity to see it through.